Let's go to Hollywood, California. Rick on ImmaculateHeartRadio.com. Rick in Hollywood, how are you?
Good, good. What's up, brother?
Not much.
Hey, my question was, if God only judges us on what we know, as far as like trying to get into heaven, and would you say that the reformers or Protestantism who teach doctrines, unbiblical doctrines such as eternal salvation, once saved, always saved, if they believe that no matter how much they sin, as long as they profess, you know, their faith in Christ, that they're going to go to heaven, didn't they do Christianity a favor, in a sense, you know, because God's going to say, well, you know, you were taught that no matter how much you sin, you're still going to get in.
Right. Well, so, Rick,
I'm not entirely sure where you're going.
I've got it. The idea is, well, if people can get into heaven if they're invincibly ignorant, why preach the gospel to them? Right? Because if you preach the gospel to them, they might reject it and go to hell. They would have gone to heaven, but now you've preached to them and they're going to hell. Rick, and it's a very good question, a common question, but Rick, here's the key. It is truth that makes us free. As Jesus said in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my doctrine, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Error is never good. Error is a bummer. Ignorance is never good. Ignorance is a bummer, and it's dangerous, okay? Because, yes, while it is true that someone who is what we call in Catholic theology invincibly ignorant, meaning not just ignorant, Rick, but not responsible for your ignorance, because you can also be culpable for your ignorance. You know, if somebody's preaching the gospel to you, you put your fingers in your ears and go, la, 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 I don't want to hear, I'm ignorant, ah, right? Well, you're going to be culpable for that. Of course, that's an extreme example. But you, if you get my drift, Rick, ignorance is extremely dangerous. And we have to remember the benefits of truth and the fullness of the truth and the sacraments that we have help us to get to heaven. There's this wrong notion, Rick, that because someone is ignorant or invincibly ignorant, they're going to go to heaven. And that's not true. Because it's not only that you have to be invincibly ignorant, you also have to cooperate with the light that you've been given, the grace that you've been given, and you have to live a good life and be sorry for your sins and so forth. And all of that is more difficult without the grace of truth and the sacraments. And so we need to get the gospel to everyone. And now when it comes to Protestants like you're talking about, let's talk about that teaching of once saved, always saved that says, you know, if you go out and commit adultery, you are just as saved before, during, and after. That's an extremely dangerous doctrine because it does tend to contribute to sin. You know, what's going to help you more, Rick? The doctrine that says if you flip that switch and turn on that pornography in that hotel room, right, and nobody's around, your wife and kids aren't there, and you hit that thing, guess what? You're cheating on your wife, you're committing mortal sin. If you die in that state, you will go to hell. Do you think that theology will help you to not flip that switch, or the one that says, well, you're saved before, during, and after you flip that switch? The doctrine itself can tend to lead people away from God. And the culpability for that sin is a whole nother matter. But you're talking about sinning against natural law. You're talking about being in a very dangerous situation. And so, Rick, I guess I went a long way to say this, that the Protestant reformers did no one good by introducing serious error into the church. In fact, they caused the loss of untold numbers of souls for all eternity, because that's what error does. Plus, they divided the church. The truth now is so confused, it's diluted among thousands who name the name of Jesus and teach all sorts of different doctrines. It hurts us as a people worldwide, evangelizing Muslims, evangelizing the world. The profound evils that have occurred as a result of the Reformation cannot be enumerated here. Now, that doesn't mean, folks, now some are getting mad right now, Tim just said all Protestants are evil. No, that's not what I said. Many will go to heaven because they are, in fact, invincibly ignorant. They're enjoying the grace of the Holy Spirit through the valid sacraments they may have or through their desire for Christ and truth. So we acknowledge that. But at the same time, we also acknowledge that the loss of the Eucharist, the loss of sacraments, and the loss of truth is always going to be hurtful.
And maybe perhaps another reason why the answer would be no to the first part of his question, Tim, that did Protestants who taught that you'll go to heaven as long as you believe in Christ didn't do humanity a great favor if you believe that more people will now be getting to heaven, because on that reasoning, everyone born before Christ, hundreds of millions of people, they're destined to eternal damnation. Everybody now who never heard the gospel, they're destined to eternal damnation. So actuarially, statistically, no. Only a tiny sliver of humanity would make it in.
Yeah, and there's a lot more to consider. Now, of course, they would say that those before the time of Christ were looking forward to and would have been saved through their looking forward to Christ, but if they were Jews, if they were good Jews like Abraham and such. But you make a great point. It is kind of an irony, isn't it? Because you say that all you have to do is believe. However, on the flip side, all what do we have, about 2.5 billion believers in Christ, and say 4.5 billion who do not in our world today? You're consigning all 4.5 billion to hell. But isn't it interesting, though, Patrick, for the ones who believe this, and I was raised on that, but that's those folks out there. I'm saved and I know it.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting thing.
I've got my card for the Truth Club card.